The California Hope Counselors can meet anyone wherever they are. So they tend to meet people in their home or at a coffee shop, out in public in a park. And we have done a lot of public education in various workplaces, especially in organizations that are trying to help fire survivors or who encounter them frequently, because it's just a different level of emotionality and it starts to become a little overwhelming for the people that are trying to help. They start taking it home with them. And so we can come work with people on how to kind of contain that a little bit for themselves and what are some good ways to be supportive and to take care of oneself in the process.
And these are all trained therapists who are providing these services?
This is actually a mix of staffing. We have some are trained therapists, some are paraprofessionals, some are peer providers, some are have lost their own homes and are here to help. They follow a specific model that is evidence-based and is designed around disaster response. And one of their primary functions is to meet with people and help them kind of prioritize what their needs are and navigate some of the resources that exist. We're lucky to be in such a generous community with so many wonderful providers who are willing to help. But sometimes it's difficult to figure out what's the best fit for you. And so a lot of what they can do is help a person deal with some of the immediate needs and then get connected into a resource that's going to sustain them long term.
Do you provide help in navigating some of the specific things, like if I was just at my wit's end about insurance or, as you mentioned before, about things like permitting or trying to rebuild my home? Is that the kind of navigation or do you know who to send you to about that? Or is it all about psychological and emotional help?
No, it's also about practical help. And so we do help people navigate some of the practical resources that are available. There's a lot of different resources that can help assist somebody through some of the very detailed work that you're speaking about. And so we do a lot of helping people prioritize those tasks, figure out which one to tackle first, kind of get a game plan. And we do have a lot of experience and connection around where the resources are so we can help people get to what they need.
Now, just one last thing. Of all of the many approaches, the eating, the moving, the sleeping, the understanding of what you're feeling and talking to people about it, is there, again, sort of one place that people can start if they say, okay, all of these things are ringing true to me, I'm feeling this, I'm going to make that phone call to get some help, but here's a place that I can start.
In terms of where to reach out to or something they might do for themselves?
Something they might do for themselves.
Okay. Probably the most healing thing we can do is connect. Connect with others. And I don't mean the people that only show up when they need something. I'm talking about the people that love you back. I love a lot of people, but it's a smaller group that love me back in that same way that I know would walk through the night for me. And so I have to ask myself, how much time am I allowing myself in those circles that truly nourish me? Because I need that right now. And I need to give myself permission to spend a little more time there, which might mean saying no to some of the other circles I'm in, and that's okay.